This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, The Drive is live and back right here on a beautiful Friday. And this is the day. This is the day to talk to the fellas right here as we continue to roll through. And let's head to West Palm Beach as we talk to Sean Pendergast. And Sean is in the building and they are closing out what has sounded like a great week, a refreshing week for the fellas down in West Palm Beach in spring training. Sean's appearance is courtesy of Academy Sports and Outdoors and Exclusive Furniture. Sean, today was the day. The first time we got to see the new left fielder in Jose Altuve, and he played six innings. Tell us what you saw.
Well, guys, it felt weird seeing Jose Altuve jog out there to play left field. I would love to lie and tell you that we saw sorts of things that were harbingers of things to come in the regular season. But the fact of the matter is, I could have played left field today. Joe, you could have played left field today. We're on the highway right now, and there's a truck right next to us. And that guy, you could have played left field today for the Astros. Jose Altuve did nothing today. The ball didn't get hit to him. I stood out there in left field for six innings with video running for the last three. I'm like, all right, I'm going to get his first play ever in left field for the Astros. Every pitch I recorded, deleted, started over again and again and again and again. He never got a ball hit to him today. So I got nothing for you. I mean, I got plenty of other Astros stuff for you, but if you're looking for insight, on Jose Altuve playing left field, anybody giving it today is a liar. Okay, so just so you know that. He didn't do anything. He didn't get a ball hit to him. It was like the opposite. It was like a no-hitter, but the total opposite. You know, you're waiting and you're rooting for something to happen. I'm very frustrated over this.
Well, I can tell you, you stopped and started a bunch of times, probably ran your battery down like hell the whole way. But
not right, good, Sean.
I know you didn't see much, but the thing, and we talked about this earlier, that's what's got me is just, he just don't look the part. And I just wonder, you were right out there close up to him. You said it felt weird that he ran out there and didn't run to second base. What was the feel, just the visual of it and seeing him out there as an outfielder in his frame?
He doesn't look the part of a Major League Baseball athlete just because he's 5'5 or whatever he is, but he definitely looks less the part in left field. Like that gigantic glove, I wanted to just kind of brush off the size thing and be like, yeah, he's just small. Like, this is going to be an issue at any position. That gigantic outfielder glove does look very strange on him. It looks really weird. And the glove, actually, fun fact, is Marwin Gonzalez's glove. Or at the very least, has Marwin Gonzalez's name stitched into the thumb of the glove. So it's either Marwin's glove or a very odd tribute to an old teammate by Jose Altuve. But yes, It looks very, very strange on him. The people were very welcoming out there, though. You know, it was cool. Everybody's out there supporting him. He was chatting with the bullpen guys. Like, he's got that part down. The part, and here's my biggest concern with Jose Altuve. You guys know he likes to chew on his nails. He's got way more idle time out in left field. He's going to have five nups on his throwing hand with no nails on it by like June 1st.
That's great. What 5 days out there? I know one day was a rain out, Sean, but just of your time out there, man, what stood out the most? What are you bringing home having not been able to see if you were here?
Yeah, I would say probably the biggest things for me, like if there were three or four things, and I'll do these quick. Like the Cam Smith phenomenon early in the week was really cool. We talked about that plenty with you guys, but I mean, there's obviously something there. It's early. He's a specimen, and the performance he had this week kind of backed that up. So that was really cool. I think one of the encouraging things is the two acquisitions they made that are going to be more immediate with Christian Walker and Isak Paredes, who, by the way, had a home run today, Paredes did, and another RBI single. They both did some things offensively that were really encouraging, and not even the driving and the runs part, but I thought the two of them walked multiple times, like the plate discipline that they showed. I think there's a feeling in the building that this is a team that's not been disciplined at all at the plate the last couple of years, and that bringing in two guys who are among the top 10 guys and seeing pitches in at-bats, nobody saw more pitches per at-bat than Paredes, and Christian Walker wasn't too far behind him, that there will be at least like a bleed-over effect for the other guys, like a gravitational pull, and the fact that we saw that in effect was really, really cool. Jonathan Singleton had like three more plays in the field today where he looked sleek. Christian Walker is going to be the starting first baseman, but you know, John Singleton is, you know, he's going to have a role. I think he's going to make the team at the very least as a left-handed bat off the bench, but he's played some like uncanny good defense over the week. And then I thought the pitching overall was really good, other than Ronel Blanco getting knocked around the first game that we were here for on Tuesday. I would say everybody that mattered that pitched anywhere from, you know, pretty well to excellent. So that part was good too.
All right, Sean, you're talking about the pitching, and I know Hunter Brown went today. You got to see him for the first time, but that's not where I want to go yet. Yeah. I know Cam Smith got you, and you're not alone. But are you going to let Rafael Montero get you as well? Because he had two strikeouts today. He's had a couple of good outings out there, and Lord knows, with those two guys in the back end, they're going to have to figure things out in front of them. Did you let Rafael Montero get you?
No, sure. I got 2 years of damage with him going on right now. So, look, you guys know, as I say all the time, I'm easily sold to, but I'm not a complete whore, okay? So, no, there's 2 years. Rafael and I we've got a lot of counseling to go through, man, before that relationship gets back to where it needs to be. But I hope it works out. I would love for nothing more than that $11 million that's on the payroll right now for him to actually matter and mean something and provide efficiency for this team coming out of the bullpen. Because we've seen, you know, there are guys on this team that I know I've been bringing up since spring training started. It's like, God, if this guy can, you know, Lance McCullers, if we can get him back, and if Chaz can get back to what he was, I suppose it's only fair for me to throw Rafael Montero in that mix, because he was excellent the year that they won the World Series in 2022. It's just, for whatever reason, it's just I'm not there with him yet. I'm not there with him yet, because I thought he never deserved the money to begin with. Like that's the thing. So, but I'm open to the relationship coming back. You know, I'm not completely throwing his things out on the lawn. You know.
Ron mentioned Hunter Brown. I heard his comments from the locker room. I don't know why, but I'm just impressed with him, just kind of the way he carries himself. Obviously, if he wasn't worth a damn, I wouldn't be, but he seems to have an extremely high ceiling and pretty promising future here. You saw him today. What did the young fella show you?
He looked like that. I mean, he got in a little trouble in the first inning, and he worked his way out of it, which I thought was cool. Sometimes at these spring training games, I almost like to see something like that more than the guy striking out the side. You know what I mean? Like, it's because the games don't mean anything. So to see him kind of pitch out of trouble, because it's not always going to be perfect. So he was able to pitch out of a little bit of trouble early in the game. You know, and it, outside of that, it looked like Hunter Brown. You know, him and Framber they're as a 1-2, they're going to hopefully be as good as anybody in the American League.
Yeah. All right, Sean. Man, we appreciate you jumping in with us each day, you and Seth. And by the way, I think I don't know how much you've done this on the air, but I know we've had conversations off it. you are, this is something you really want to pass along to Astros fans. Like, this is a trip you should really think about taking and going to spring training.
Yeah, 100%. And I thought it again today, just sitting in the stands here, plenty of shaded area. You know, it's a little warm outside, plenty of shade, plenty of seats. They are not hunkering down on, your ticket's not in this section. Like, it's very, very free to roam around and sit where you want. Park is an easy one to get to if you're staying anywhere near West Palm Beach. And, yeah, it's great. It is really a chance to get up close that you don't get.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Back home. I cannot recommend it enough. 5 stars. We had a great week. And Clint, I don't want to leave you out. You could have played left field too. Tyler, you could have played left field. If anybody's walking by the studio right now, male or female, they could have played left field today. Anybody could have played left field today for the Astros for the first 6 innings.
I would have borrowed Jordan's glove, just for the record. I would have either went with Biggio's center field glove back in the day or just went ahead with the big fella's glove.
I love that. Yeah. No, it's been fun coming on with you guys this week. Looking forward to getting back.
Hey, safe travels, man. Safe travels. Appreciate you guys. We'll see you when you get home now.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good show.
All right. We got, Ron, I'm going to jump the gun there, but it's only, there we go. I got excited, man.
That's all right. Get excited, baby. We'll get to what's coming up at the floor.
You got
to
take a dump or something?
Again, that was
a... I am drinking a little coffee, though. It may run through me.
Yeah, that was Sean Pendergast, by the way. Again, courtesy of Academy Sports and Outdoors.
Let him go a little early.
And Exclusive Furniture. A little bit early, man. They gotta make their way back. By the way, though, if you've never done that, have you guys ever done that?
No, sir.
Spring training, we would go to Arizona every year. And it is when he says close, like, you know how you'll just be at a baseball park and you'll stand right behind
Like at the backstop. Yeah.
It's like you could, there's a rope, but you can be virtually that close.
That's pretty neat.
And just watch guys. They're just players that just walk past you. I would say the access is the equivalent to us at training camp.
Oh, wow.
But not just
in that thing.
But not just tied in to one area. You got access to walk.
Didn't know
and
that.
And they're that close. They just walk right past you. You can get autographs all the time. Like, it is, and it's cheap. Like, it, like, practices don't cost anything. Like, that's what we would do. We would go to practices, and Trey would just get a bunch of autographs or try to get autographs, try to talk to guys and stuff like that.
Nobody assumed you were out there dropping $100 tickets on there for every game.
Well, no, not every. I mean, they're cheap. It's a good trip. Good trip, except for that time. Except for that time Teresa got lost at Goodyear. But I...
Your mom got lost in a tire shop?
No, see, Goodyear, Arizona. She was
city.
She went. My mom likes to go on walks, and no matter what the weather is, it's hot as hell in Phoenix.
Like a mailman.
My mom likes to go on walks and doesn't take. I don't know how your parents do. Don't take phones. Don't take anything. My mom will go on walks, and that phone will be sitting right there in that room on the charger. And I've called it three times. Like, where are you? And I think I just looked, and I'm like, hey, man, it's been a minute. I think she went to a gas station and called our phone, and I'm like, where are you? I had to drive to go. I had to go get her at Goodyear.
Yeah, that feels like a time when you really should, like, try to have your phone.
Teresa does it. Teresa takes off.
Old school, baby.
Old school. She's passed out walking before.
Mom does what she wants.
She's in that wish somebody would try to school
me. I'm like, Mom, why are you, you don't know Houston. Why are you walking out here without no phone? Oh. What if I had to get... Anyway, what you got coming up?
Combine, baby.
Hey, sports fans. It's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.